cattle futures on Thursday tracked unevenly steady to firm ahead of the cattle on feed report. Federally inspected fed steer and heifer slaughter was 25% less year over year in April, and federally inspected beef production was 20% less. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 22nd of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices were mostly steady with the previous day's higher prices in light trade on Thursday, mainly around $120 a hundredweight on a live basis and at $180 to $190 in the beef. Recent strength in cash prices added firmness to cattle futures Thursday amid light trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 46 cents higher across a range of 7 cents to 92 cents higher. Except for 2 cents higher in two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed unchanged to 37 cents lower. By the way, on average, analysts surveyed by Urner Barry and reported by the Daily Livestock Report expect April feedlot placements to be 22.9% less than a year earlier, April marketings to be 25.4% less, and cattle on feed to be 5% less. That's for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. The monthly cattle on feed report is due out Friday afternoon. Wholesale beef values continue to decline as packing capacity continues to return. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.23 lower Thursday afternoon at $401.81 a hundredweight. Select was $8.65 lower at $382.53. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending May 9th was 896 pounds, according to USDA's weekly actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 3 pounds heavier than the previous week and 44 pounds heavier than the same week last year. The average dressed heifer weight was 829 pounds, which was 3 pounds heavier than the prior week and 35 pounds heavier than the previous year. More about cattle slaughter momentarily. Corn futures closed fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 7 to 11 cents lower through Jan of 21, and then mostly 1 to 3 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold with unevenly steady undertones. Heifers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher. Higher undertones at lighter weights. There were 3,383 head on offer. At Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, steers weighing 700 to 1,050 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher and $1 to $2 higher at lighter weights. Heifers weighing 400 to 950 pounds sold with lower undertones. There were 2,838 head on offer. Steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,124 head. Steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold from $3 lower to $3 higher, steady to $4 lower at 800 to 900 pounds. Heifers weighing 400 to 550 pounds sold $1 to $5 higher, $1 to $10 lower at 550 to 700 pounds, and then steady to a dollar higher at 700 to 800 pounds. Finally, steers weighing more than 550 pounds sold steady to $4 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. Feeder heifers weighing more than 550 pounds traded to $7 higher. There were 1,851 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday with pressure, including more political saber-rattling between the U.S. and China, as well as continued massive unemployment claims. The advance figure for seasonally adjusted initial unemployment insurance claims for the week ending May 16th was 2.44 million, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. However, that was 249,000 fewer than the previous week's revised level. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 101 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 23 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 90 points. I mentioned wholesale beef value and livestock slaughter earlier. In the May 18th issue of In the Cattle Markets, Josh Maples, Extension Livestock Economist at Mississippi State University, explains that recent declines in the box beef cutout value coincide with continued improvement in processing totals. He notes that last week's estimated daily slaughter was 499,000 head, still 25% less than a year earlier, but it would be a 10% improvement over the prior week. Perhaps more importantly, Maple says it would mark the second consecutive weekly increase after five straight weeks of declines. He adds that a continued loosening of the logjam in the processing sector is critical to the cattle and meat sectors and would support increased cattle slaughter and increased beef availability. For perspective, total cattle slaughter under federal inspection in April was 2.19 million head, which was 599,700 head fewer, or 21.5% less than the previous year. That's according to USDA's monthly livestock slaughter report that came out yesterday. Of those, total fed steer and heifer slaughter of 1.65 million head was 552,500 head fewer, or 25% less. On the other side of the trade, Maples notes the significant decline in boxed beef sales for delivery beyond 22 days. Based on the weekly USDA National Comprehensive Boxed Beef Cutout Report, Maples explains the average weekly number of loads sold during the past 5 weeks was 4,675, which was 32% less than the same time period last year. Negotiated sales for delivery within 21 days were 18% less, while negotiated sales for delivery at 22 days or more declined by 64%, and forward contracted sales declined by 65%. According to the Livestock Slaughter Report, federally inspected beef production in April was 1.78 billion pounds, which was 452 million pounds less, or down 20.23% from a year earlier. Total federally inspected red meat production for the month of 3.81 billion pounds was 696 million pounds less, down 15.42% from last year. Given the uncertainty about both available supply and expected demand, Maple says it's likely not surprising that sales for delivery further into the future have shown the biggest decline. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 22nd of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.